Back into the Light, a play by James Carey, adapted for radio by Peter Coates, with Michael Turner and Bloke Modisani. Back into the Light.
I'll
get you some more bread, Dad.
Sit down, woman. Where's that lady cat?
Oh, yes, please, Moses, as usual.
What the hell are you?
Hey, what do you want for?
Bread, more bread. Right. Why are you not cutting us, man? Eh? You're keeping it all for yourself. You can have a
dear
party when I'm gone.
No, no, I did cut.
All right, Sam. Go and cut some more now. Quickly.
Some more bread. Yes, Mrs.
That wasn't fair, Bill. He's cut the usual amount. The kids have eaten more than they generally do. That's all. So don't blame
no,
Sam.
That's true, Dad.
Dear, come for home.
It didn't matter about me.
Oh, you were reading the paper. Anyway, I didn't think you'd want any more. I knew you had a hangover.
Yes. What? We heard you come in last night.
All right. So you might have had me come in last night. I did trip over something.
Nine.
I'll admit that. But I've not put down over.
You certainly deserve to have one.
Oh, this is a bloody conspiracy. Just because I got to a party and you were there too, Nora, remember that? Have a few drinks, you'll treat me like a cat.
You any joking?
Oh, damn funny joke. As if I can't hold my liquor. Now, what's more, I deserve it. Oh, it's damn hard to get a good school.
Plenty of bread now.
Oh, God, I'll say there's plenty. Well, there. Done all a doodle. What, about 4 inches thick?
You too lazy to cut it any better.
No, boss. Sorry, man. You're all damn prepared. Sorry about everything.
And Miller invited me to have something to eat.
That makes no difference. You just carry on in the same old way, don't you?
Yes, boss.
He has his free room and his shower.
Donna, the food and clothes.
And listen to me. What I give him. Never mind what he pinches. And he's a darn sight better off than I. They're a lazy, thieving, dirty lot. That's what Kaffirs are. All of them. And that includes Sam.
Darling, you're becoming an old bore. You go on about the neighbors all the time. Let's talk about something else.
What's the matter with you, Nora? You want another Congo, yeah, maybe? Is that what you'd like?
No, of course.
You want to see us chased out like the whites in Kenya, eh? Or having to bow to a Kaffir's car like in Yasaland. Or fighting for our lives like the...
No, I just...
Or maybe what you'd really like would be the Mau Mau, eh? Cutting everybody's throat for them.
No, you're just being ridiculous.
Then let me tell you something. And this goes for you kids, too, so listen, both of you. Put your books down, Carl.
Yes, Dad.
And you listen, Avis.
Yes, Dad.
Now, in this country, we're the bosses. And by God, it's got to stay that way, because once we slip, it's finished for us. Either we're on top or they are. There's no halfway, understand?
Yes, Dad.
Yes, Dad. Please, Bill, don't worry them about it now. They're too young.
Oh, no, they're not. They've got to know. They can't learn too soon, so they realize that they must never let go. So listen, you two. And particularly you, Carl.
Yes, Dad.
Now, you're doing well at school. In a few years, you'll be going to university. Your mother wants you to be a gentleman.
Well, whatever he is, I certainly don't want him working down a gold mine.
There's nothing wrong with working down a gold mine. The pay is good. None of you have gone without much.
I know.
Of course, it's not a gentleman's job. You want to see Carl in a nice office with a lorded or private secretary. Well, don't worry. I've said he can go to university, and he can. God knows I've saved hard enough for the education. Done without a lot of things, and I'll keep on doing it. But you listen, Carl.
Yes, Dad.
When you go to the university, you'll meet a lot of queer people, communist agitators. Now, this place is all full of them. And they'll try and tell you that the Kaffir's as good as you are.
Oh, well, he's not. I know that, Dad.
You're darn right he's not. But there's a hell of a lot of them, and they breed like rabbits.
Oh, please, must you go on now?
Yes, I must. Now, they're old enough to understand what I mean. So remember this, both of you always. The Kaffir is naturally dirty, lazy, and good for nothing. Now, he can't help it. You mustn't blame him. He's just born that way. He'd rather steal than work any time, and he's got no morals at all. Give him an inch, and he'll take a mile. I was born in this country. So was your mother, so were your grandparents, and 2 of your great-grandparents. And above all, so were you. We're all South Africans. Not Afrikaners, but not English either, in spite of our name. We're South Africans in a South African republic now. Yeah, they kicked us out of the Commonwealth, remember?
No, they did not, Bill.
Oh, yes, they
did. We walked out of the Commonwealth.
What a subtle other choice we had. If the Kaffirs get hold of this country, we've got nowhere to turn to. This is our country, and our only country, our only home. We can't pack up and run home to Belgium, as they did in the Congo. We can't scram back to England, as the English are doing all over Africa, because they won't have us. They've disowned us.
I don't think that's quite true, though.
Of course it is. The only people from here welcome in England are the blacks or agitators. You're even jeered at if you go to play games, and it's damned unfair. They call us a police state, but what about Ghana? Oh, that's all right, because they got black skins. But who made South Africa? Not Kaffirs. And who bloody well fought for England in two wars? They were damn glad of us then. Do you know how many men from this mine alone died in the desert fighting for England?
No, Bill, no, I don't, dear. But anyway, it's ancient history now.
Yeah, bloody is. Because they won't fight to help us in return. We've got nowhere else to go. You remember that, Carl. And you, Avis, you've got nowhere else to go. You've got to stay here and, if need be, fight it out. And to win this fight, you've got to keep the Kaffirs down in that place on the bottom. Otherwise, you, Carl, you'll end up with your throat cut. And you know what'll happen to you, Avis?
No, Daddy, what will happen to me?
You'll end up in bed with some big, dirty Kaffir.
Now, that's enough, Bill. Avis is only a child. You really do go too far.
Well, they've got to know, Laura. They'd be made to understand that it's them or us, and what'll happen to the whites if it's them. We've got to drum it into them day after day. Never let up. So they won't forget, not for one moment. Yeah. Well, okay, kids, well, that's today's lesson. But remember it, eh? Off you go, or you'll be late. Yeah. You've got everything you want.
Yeah, we'll get our shoes on the way out.
Yeah, well, they should be clean enough by now. Yeah, come. Give your daddy a kiss.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Yeah, see you tonight, eh?
I expect so, but I may go to Lorna's first. Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, Dad. Don't forget to put your hat on. It's going to be hot.
Okay.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, then.
Oh, Mom, I'll be a bit late. I'm playing cricket.
Cricket? It's the English game. That's what comes of going to high-polluting, damn expensive school, eh?
No, Dad. We play with a hard ball.
Good boy. Come on now. Get out of it, both of you.
Come on.
I've still got 15, 20 minutes before I need to go, so I'm going to have a bit of peace now. I finish the paper. What about you, Pet? You going to sit with me, have a cigarette? There you are, all lit for you.
Thanks.
Tell you something.
What?
I really have got a bit of a hangover. You were powerful, big brandy last night. Yeah, I must be getting old. I can't take them like I did.
Oh, darling. That's getting old, I suppose.
Hello, George.
Hello, Joseph.
Your boss not out yet, huh?
No. It's soon yet. What about yours?
Oh, man, plenty time yet. My boss always late. He's not ready yet. I go sometime soon, but plenty time. Every day almost, we have to run in the end. I always expect sometimes we miss a cage, but always just catch somehow. Hey, you want a cigarette, man?
Thanks. You better not try and take cigarette down with you. Get fined. Maybe fire, too.
No, sir, not Joseph. Because my boss always takes some down, too. He has quiet smoke when no one looking. Give me one, too. You're not a bad boss for a white bastard. What's yours like, huh?
Mr. Gilbert? Oh, he's okay, I guess. Not talk much, but work plenty damned hard.
And no smokes, huh?
No, not him.
Hey, George, man.
Yeah?
What? You like to come on a little job with me Thursday night. Good, easy job. No danger, but plenty loot, man. Oh, plenty.
No.
Why not? What's the matter with you, man? You scared of something?
No, I'm not scared. Just don't want to get caught on a robbery and end up in Michael Square.
Oh, man. I laugh at you. Look, I laugh at you. Why should we get caught? You tell me that. It's an easy job, dead easy.
Always are, until you get caught, George.
You never done a little job, George?
Yeah, a few, but not for some time now. Too risky.
How? You tell me that.
We're not allowed to leave compound at night. You know that. So what if we get stopped by police and we have no passes? I'll tell you what happens. We go plenty big bump into the pickup then and then straight into a cell. Next thing, we end up working as convict laborers on a farm. No pay, but plenty good hidings with a shambok. No, sir. Not for me.
Well, that's what happens to stupid cappers, but not me. I make plans first, good plans. It's easy enough to get out of compound in the dark. I got two places made ready. Come back same way, too.
Sure, that's easy. Plenty holes in fence. But what if the police stop and ask to see you pass? Man, you'd be in big trouble.
That's what you think. Because I'd have pass. And you, too, if you come.
Oh, yeah? And where you get these passes?
Same place I got this one. Look. Look at this, huh? Look.
That's a good pass, right enough.
Where you get it? All right, George. You're my friend, my best friend, so I tell you. You know Tony the Greek, the one with the shop just over the road from the compound?
Yeah.
Well, he's a grand guy, that Tony man. Not like other white bastards. He'll give you a pass anytime you want. Just tell him day, time, and wherefore. He'll do the rest. And he don't charge you nothing, nothing at all. All he wants is that you sell him what you get from a job.
Oh, yeah? And you sell them cheap, eh? Otherwise, he shop you.
That's what you think. Look, man. Look at this door. I still got that left from last week's job. And that's nothing, nothing, I tell you, to what we can make on Thursday. There's so much that I can't carry it all myself. So I thought, I'll take my friend George. That's what I thought, man.
No, thanks. Not me.
Man, what's the matter with you? You happy to work here for Kevin's wages, huh? You got no ambition? Listen, man. One job. Just one little job. Never mind a big one like Thursday's. And you'll get more from Tony the Greek than you'll make here in 6 months. You sweat underground for a few pounds a month, huh? Well, let me tell you something. 2 or 3 hours work on a job, and you've got real money. Money that'll buy things. Nice things. Okay. Someday we bloody niggas will own all this and get same pay as those white bastards get now. Not Kevin's pay. No, sir. And the white bosses can work for our pay and live in the compound, or else.
Or else what?
Death. Yeah, and damn quick. I tell you, man, we'll show them who's the boss then. I'll be standing with a shambok and shouting, "Come on, you lazy, dirty white bastards, run." And man, they won't be able to run fast enough to get away from that shambok. Lash, lash, lash.
Then why not just wait for that day, eh? Maybe you think it'll not come, ever.
It'll come all right. Not so long now, neither.
But why should I wait and sweat on nothing until it does, when I can get what I want by doing little jobs? Man, I want a motor car now. Not maybe sometime, maybe never. Now. And not any lousy broken old bus neither, but a great big long Yankee car. And with a horn that goes toot, 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 toot. But I won't get one out of my pay here. I couldn't save that much in years out of the wages. But with little jobs, huh?
You'll have to do a hell of a lot of little jobs to buy a motor car. Any motor car. Never mind a big Yankee one.
You think so, huh? Then tell me this, man. Why do I ask you to come with me on this job on Thursday? I'll tell you. It's because this little job is so big with lots to carry, jewelry, that I need help. It's so big, this job, that we might get enough out of it to buy that motor car and have some left for women. Oh, yes. This is a big job with real money, Georgie boy.
Gee, no, Steve. If you reckon you can buy a motor car to put
it. Yes, and still plenty left for fun. Now, listen. I got a friend, you know, a girlfriend.
Yeah.
She works as a nanny in a house at Horton. Big house. Boss got lots of money, 3 motor cars. And this woman has got lots of jewelry. Now, this friend, she tells me that next Thursday, the boss and the missus go to some swell dance at Pretoria. No one left in the house except 2 pickaninnies, maybe 6, maybe 7. Boss boy will be away driving the car. Only other boy who lives there is kitchen boy. Lots of other boys work there, but all sleep out. Now, my friend, she can make liquor, man. She can make good, strong liquor. Now, this kitchen boy, he sure likes drink. He won't wake up, no, sir. Not for a long time. So all I've got to do is walk in and take what I want. Plenty time, nobody to bother.
But this friend of yours, the police will make a talk. They got ways, plenty ways.
No, they won't. She's tough, this friend of mine. She said other friends did jobs and never talked. I tell you, man, she just say nothing.
So Grant's okay.
God, it's okay. Dead easy. And Tony the Greek will give us passes and pay plenty for what we get there. But I need someone to help me carry it. So you come, Georgia. You come?
No. No, Joseph. You cut me out. Get someone else.
It's no good. What's the matter with you? Why you no come, man? You yellow, huh?
No, I'm not yellow. Hey, I could do with the money for my pickaninnies, but man, I tell you, it's too risky. I've seen people try your way, but sometimes police always come. Sometimes they all get caught in the end. Maybe they catch you this time.
I call her. Man, you talk like a big, stupid Kaffir. You won't catch Joseph. No, sir. You'll see.
Yeah, I'll see. I'll see what happens. You really mean to do this job?
Yes, sir. This little job I'm going to do. I'm going to have that big Yankee motor car. Maybe I'll give you a ride, George. Yes, sir. That's what I'll do, man. Take you for a ride.
Yeah. And maybe the police come and take you for a ride, too, in a big black van.
Hey, George. Maybe they will in time if I keep on doing little jobs. Okay, sometimes I get caught. But first, I'll have my big motor car and a lot of fun. Not spend all my life just being dirty, no good, lazy, bloody Kaffir with the white bosses standing around and swearing at me. And George, the only way I can get it is by doing little jobs. I can never make enough money by working, no matter how hard I work. So, okay then, I do little jobs and I do this one and get my big motor car fast. Sure you not come?
No, Joseph, no. Maybe if I'll not be going home so soon, then maybe yes. But I don't want to get caught now. So don't tell me no more.
Okay, man. Okay. Maybe I still think you're a big, stupid killer. But I tell you what, George. I still take you for a ride, man. And I better go over and wait for that lazy bastard white boss of mine. Plus me up helmet and scuff box.
Sure, man.
Here. Bye, George.
Bye, Joe.
Wow, it's just about time I was off.
Yes, you'll be late for work if you don't get your skates on.
Yeah. Sam? Sam?
Yes, boss? Hello, boss.
Shoes, scuff?
Yes, boss. All ready, boss.
What are you doing today? Are you not part of your girlfriend?
No, boss. No girlfriend, no, boss.
What? Son, you're slipping. For those you're just a lying black bastard.
Yes, boss. Here, boss. Not forget scoff.
No. Da. Yeah, what is it? The clumps of bread?
No, boss. Nice sandwiches. Very nice.
It better be. You remember to put sugar in the coffee yourself?
Yes, boss. Plenty sugar.
Good. You forgot it yesterday. You left it out on purpose. That isn't in this time I'll have the skin of your black heart, understand?
Yes, boss.
And so you do some work today, huh? Not much. I don't want miracles, but some. If I find you've just been lazing around, you know what to expect when I get back.
Yes, boss.
Yes, boss. Oh, God. All right, for a sec.
Yes, boss.
Well, goodbye, dear.
Yeah, about that. Well, I nearly forgotten to put these cigarettes with me. Well, I'll be off. Look after yourself. Hey, what are you doing today, anyway?
I'm meeting Muriel and Tom for coffee this morning.
Uh-huh. And then?
Well, I do need a new swimsuit.
And after that?
Depends. But it's not too hot when they play tennis this afternoon. Otherwise, if I've found a nice new suit, we may just have a swim.
Aunt Corner, you keep that swimsuit for me to get the benefit of her.
And how would you like it? Wet and clean?
Yeah, that's a damn good idea. Well, I must be off, love. Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, whatever you do, enjoy yourself and look after yourself for me. Hey, what about us having an early night tonight, eh?
All right, darling. If I'm not too tired.
You too tired? That'll be the day.
Morning, boss.
Morning, George. You fit, eh? Not on the Skype last night, eh?
No, boss.
That's good. Because a tough bit we're on now. If we don't get a move on, we'll miss the cage and be late for work.
Yes, boss.
At least I'll be late for work, and you'll be late for standing around bloody watching.
Yes, boss.
You got your scuff?
Yes, boss.
Come on, then. What are you standing about for, you lazy black good for nothing?
Couple more down-out cartridges.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yes, boss. Here they are.
This one. Yes. I should do it. Now I'll just let out the short length of wire. Yeah, should be okay. Yeah, give me that coil of wire to join to the short foot.
Yes, boss.
That's right. There we are. Let's join now. We'll take it out. Okay, dokey. And bring the box of tricks. No, wait a minute. Look, if this jaw doesn't clear it completely, we'll have to have another go. Yeah, mark it just here with a pick.
Yes, boss. I mark it.
Lightly, does it?
Yes, boss. Very light.
Sounds
like a fall to me. Yeah,
it sounded like a fall.
The fall, either.
Get
out
of here. Fast.
Yes, boss.
Stroke.
Look, boss, look.
There's
a crack in the roof.
Oh, yes. Get back, man. The bloody roof's coming down.
George, where are you, huh?
Yeah, boss.
Well, there, I'm here. Can't see a thing. Wait a minute, the dust doesn't settle. Are you all right?
Yes, boss. I think so. I can't move.
Oh, there you are. Wait a minute, what's your blasted at?
Yeah, boss. Just by my head. It fell off.
Okay, well, I better stick it back on for you just in case. At least you're a bit safer. I expect your head's all right. Take more than a bloody big lump of rock to dent the cover's head. Now, let's see to you. I'm fine. Will you clear? All right. Wait a minute. I'll have to move some of that rock that's on you. I've been in a blasted lot and gone out. Hey, wait a minute.
There's a switch for the emergency light just about here, isn't there?
Yes, boss. Somewhere.
Oh, you are somewhere. But you wouldn't know bloody where, would you?
No, boss.
No. Yeah, well, I'll see if I can find it. It'll be near the floor anyway, so maybe it's okay. And if the cable isn't broken, it may get some light. Not much, but some. Ah, and it looks like it. Yeah. Now, hold your breath and pray. Here goes. Ah. Thank God for that. Some light, anyway. Not exactly Elos Street, but better than nothing. And if we don't get another four, this should last all right. For some time, anyway. Now, let's have a look at you. Good God. Now, you've got about half a ton of rock on you. No wonder you yelled when I tried to pull you out. You know, I'll have to get this off. Yeah, especially that big one there on your belly.
Thanks, boss.
That seems to be better. Lucky it was, Rock. If it had been soft stuff around here, we'd both have been flattened but by now, eh? Can you get up?
No, boss. I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't try to move. You may have broken a rib or something, sir. So just lie still. Can you lift your head up?
Yes, boss.
That's good. At least your neck isn't broken. Yeah, I'll just put this rock under your head. It won't be a very comfortable pillow, but better than nothing. Yeah. Now, put your helmet back on in case we get another fall. Even your thick skull will be safer for its protection.
Yes, boss.
Oh, man, you are hurt. Can't you move at all?
No, boss. I'm sorry. I can't. Not much. I couldn't even sit up.
That doesn't matter, man. Doesn't matter. You lie still. Isn't anything you could do anyway. I'll just have a look around. Try to see what's happened. Well, a wall looks safe enough. Unless a dynamite in it decides to go up on its own, but that's not likely. Damn, all we can do about shifting that lot. They'll have to come to us on the other side with drills. Oh, that looks pretty bad. Oh,
I'm going to be here for hours. I wonder what could have caused it. Some stupid bastard being careless, I expect. You know, there's only been one other accident in this mine during my time. Yeah, it was a bad one.
Many killed, boss?
50, 60, I think. Forget now. That's a long time ago. Well before you came. I never found out what caused it.
Boss?
Yeah, what?
Do you think M could have been killed this time?
Well, how the hell do I know, man? Oh, there were a few not far behind us. It might have caught them.
Joseph was just behind us. If he's been caught, he wouldn't be going on that little job. And he'll never have his motor car.
Well, Deco, what the hell are you gabbing about?
Nothing, boss.
Oh, then shut up, man. It's bad enough without you talking bloody nonsense all the time. You Kaffirs talk more than women.
Yes, boss. Sorry, boss.
No, I'm sorry, George. Maybe you got a crack on the head, eh? It's made your mind wander. Delirium, they call it.
Yes, boss.
I hope they know we're still alive. Oh, I shouldn't be sitting here just yapping. Where's that gun, Aspetic?
I don't know, boss. I dropped it.
You would. I know, I can't send you to look for it, so I'd better go myself. Yeah, these lights are dim. We can only see a blasted thing. Still, it's better than nothing, I suppose. Yes, okay. Well, I might as well try and give them a signal. Let them know we're still here, but hold your breath. If I dislodge any more, we've had it. Still, I've got to take that chance, understand?
Yes, boss. No sound, boss.
Not a sausage. There is a lot of rock there. They've just given up and gone home.
Would they, boss?
Would they what?
Go home and just leave us.
Of course not, man. I was just joking. I'll try and get through. Anyway, they'll know that somebody's alive because they'll see that the emergency lights have been switched on. They can do that at control and it won't have gone. No, don't worry, man. They'll get us out.
Yes, boss.
Horses. I must be scoff. I'm not hungry. I could do with a drink of coffee, even without sugar.
Without sugar, boss? What do you mean?
Skip it. I was just thinking of something. Yeah, I think I will have a drop of coffee. No, damn it. That's not my scoff box. That must be yours. Yeah. I remember now. I put mine down with my jacket further back. Just where I was going to fire the charge from. Yeah, it'll be under about 20 tons of flaming rock now. Still, I suppose we might have been with it. Here you are. I'll put it down beside you. At least you'll be all right for something to eat and drink.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, it's getting hot. Yeah, I expect it'll get worse, still. The air pipes will have gone for a burden, for certainty. Wish I hadn't drunk so much brandy last night. My tongue feels like I've been sandpapered. What's the matter? You want your scoff?
Please, boss.
Here you are, then. You're lucky, black bastard.
Thanks, boss.
Are you going to eat now?
No, boss. I'm not hungry. But there's a bottle of water.
It'll be warm, but better than nothing. That all you got to drink? Water?
Yes, boss.
But what you got to eat?
Bread, boss. Plenty bread.
You mean just bread? Dry bread? No butter?
Yes, boss. Just bread, but plenty. Plenty water, too.
Oh, that's as good, then. You were able to last for days. Well, go on, have your drink. Then I'll put the tin down for you. But don't take too much at once. You've got to make it last just in case. Remember that.
Yeah, of course. Boss?
Yeah, what now?
You thirsty, boss?
Of course I'm bloody thirsty. What the hell do you expect me to be? Am I thirsty? And this heat? I'm going for a kaffir. That must be just about the daftest question of all time.
Yes, boss. You You like a drink of water, maybe, boss?
What?
You like a drink of water, boss?
You drank out of that bottle before?
Yes, boss. But it's been washed, boss. Well washed, best clean.
So, it's been washed, eh? And that's supposed to make it all right. You're asking me to drink out of the same bottle as a bloody kaffir. You don't insult me, man.
No, boss. I just thought...
Don't. Now you're drinking, shut up.
Not now, boss. I'll keep it later, maybe.
Okay, don't move. Give me the tin, I'll put it down for you.
Thank you, boss.
I think you can reach it now if you wanted to, but if you can't, just shout, I'll give it to you.
Yes, boss. Thank you, boss.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have another tap of that rock face. If I sit here just doing nothing, I'll get crackers. Roaring, bloody crackers. You hear anything?
No, boss.
Me neither. It must have been a bad fall. I'd have heard the signal and answered. I would have heard them working through to get us out. Well, it's not a cheerful thought, but we'd better face it. We might be here for a long time. Days, even.
Yes, boss.
Yeah. Your conversation isn't going to do much to help pass the time quickly and pleasantly, either.
Yes, boss.
No, boss.
Sorry, boss.
As bad as sin. Tell me, is that all you kaffirs can say?
No, boss.
Okay, then. Okay, we play a little game, eh? Just to pass the time. You say something else except yes, boss, no, boss, or sorry, boss, eh? Anything. Doesn't matter what it is, just so long as it's not one of those three expressions. Understand?
Yes, boss.
There you go again, you see.
Sorry, boss.
Oh, God almighty, it's incredible. Absolutely bloody incredible. George, no, man. Don't say yes, boss, or no, boss. Just listen. Look, we've got to spend hours, maybe days here. Just the two of us. In a space roughly, 20-odd feet by 10. And there's nothing we can do but wait and to pass the time, talk. And just to each other. But if your conversation is going to consist entirely of yes, boss, no, boss, and bloody sorry, boss, you'll have me climbing up that bit of wall, and when they do take me out, I'll probably be a raving bloody lunatic. So will you, for God's sake, please cut out those three expressions?
Yes.
Don't say it, man. Now, look, just for a start, to get into the way of it, you just ask me a question. Any damn question you like. As long as you don't say yes, boss. Huh? Now, you go and try. Oh, for your sake, man, go on. It's not all that difficult to ask a question. Any damn fool can do that. It's answering them is a problem. So go on, try to ask a question, any old question.
What time is it, boss?
They just gone 4:30. 4:30. Huh. Yeah, we should just be going home now. Well, we won't see daylight again today, and that's for sure. Hey, whatever you do, George, remind me to wind my watch up at 10 o'clock, eh?
Yeah.
That's when I always do it. Unless I'm out at a party or something, then I do it when I go to bed, whatever time it is. But we'll stick to 10 o'clock, and remember, it'll be 10 o'clock at night. Might as well know if it's day or night, as well as the time.
Yes, boss.
Oh, my God. Here we go again. What the hell hope is there for the future of Africa? We can't even talk to each other.
What? What do you mean, boss?
Oh, forget it. Hey, are you in pain?
Yes, boss. A bit. Not bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, George. There's nothing I can do. I might do more harm than good if I tried. Look, you think you could sleep for a bit?
Maybe, boss. I'll try.
Yeah, well, you do that. Sleep might do you good. Yeah, might do us both good. And it'll help to pass the time. Oh. or something. Yeah, let's see. I'll sit down now. Good, good. Oh, yeah, that can't be right.
What is it, boss?
The time, huh? Oh, it's 10 to 3. Oh, I can't believe it. If I'd slept just a bit longer, I'd have thought I'd only been off for a few minutes. Now I must have slept for over 10 hours. Yeah. Well, my watch is going okay. Hey, George.
Yes, boss.
I guess this air must be getting pretty bad. The blockage must be complete and deep. And the air in it gone. There's no fresh air getting in, or very little. That's why I've slept so heavily. Yeah, they're going to get us out of here alive. They'd better hurry. Maybe I'd better give them another tap. Who's that blasted business? You can't hear anything, can you? You chaps have got much better hearing than we have.
No, boss. I can't hear anything.
Then they can't be near us yet. Sound travels a long way down here, and you'll probably hear them before I will. Yeah, if either of us ever hear them, that is. Did you sleep, George?
A bit, boss. But sort of halfway, you know.
Yeah, I know. I hope I didn't keep you awake. My wife says I snore.
No, boss, you didn't snore.
Ah, that's good. Next time I see her, I'll tell her she's a bloody liar. You can prove it for me, eh? You know something that wives have always got you on. If they say you snore, you can't damn well prove they're wrong. You don't hear yourself. And if you sleep with another woman, you can't produce her to support you, eh?
No, boss.
Hey, George.
Yes, boss.
Why didn't you sleep, huh? Is the air bad and makes me sleepy, it should make you sleepy too. Is the pain bad?
A bit, but only if I move.
Yeah. Well, there's a simple enough answer to that. Lie still.
Yes, boss.
Oh, yes. So what? It's getting worse. Aren't you hurt, George?
Yes, boss. A bit, but not too bad.
Yeah, it's funny that, man. All along, a white man lives in a hot country. He can never stand the heat like you natives can. Still, I suppose it's the same for blacks born in England or parts of America. I don't suppose they ever get used to the cold in winter. Do you feel the cold in Joburg in the winter, George?
Yes, boss.
You come from Basutoland, don't you?
No, boss, not quite. I am a Mosotua, but live just nearby in Griqualand, near Matatiel.
Come talk. Yeah, I was there once.
Why, you boss?
Yeah, it's a nice little place.
Yes, boss, very nice, very.
Yeah, well, you would think so naturally. It's home. And I suppose at times like this, that's what we want most, eh? Home.
Yes, boss.
No.
Hey, stop that coughing. I know you'll hurt yourself. Oh, man, you don't look very comfortable. And the rock must be a bit hard. Yeah, look, I'll take my shirt. And I'll put it under your head. Head better?
Yes, boss. But you shouldn't.
Oh, it's so damn hot in here anyway. I don't know why they ever kept it on. Yeah, I'll just wipe your face. Yeah, I feel better.
Yes, boss, much better. Thanks, boss.
Forget it. Damn.
What do you look for, boss?
I was just looking for my scarf. I know damn fine it all. It isn't here, but you know how it is. You lose something, you end up by looking for it in all the daftest places. Comes a silly sort of superstition in the end. Like me, that's mine. You know what I was saying to myself while I was looking?
No, boss.
I was saying, if I find it, it means we'll be arrested. That's bloody stupid, because I knew all the time it wasn't here.
you think maybe they will get us out.
But... Of course, of course, man. Don't worry. They'll come for us. Yeah, I wonder what I should try and make them hear us again. Let them know we're still alive. Well, what do you think, George?
Maybe better we leave it a bit, boss. It's not long since you did last time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I always was an impatient bastard. You keep listening, George. If you think you hear anything, yell.
Yes, boss.
Oh, what I could do with right now is a nice cold beer. No, I wouldn't say no to cold coffee. And maybe my scuff is just this side of the floor. Hey, George.
Yes, boss?
You've had no scuff yet. Man, you must be hungry by now. And I'm damn sure you're thirsty.
No, boss. Not bad.
Ah, no, don't give me that. You must be. Hey, does it hurt bad to move?
Yes, boss.
Even just to move your arms?
Yes, boss. Sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about, man. Look, I'm going to feed you. After all, you're my responsibility, white man's burden and all that. Now, all you've got to do is lie still, open your big mouth. It shouldn't be too difficult for you. There you are. You better have a little drink first. Not too much wine. It's got to last.
No, boss. Please, boss, no.
What the hell do you mean, no? You've got to have a drink. Something to oil your throat before you eat, huh? And that's only water, not champagne, but it's all we've got in this pub. And I promise you it'll taste good and do you good, too.
But, boss, I can't.
Can't? What? You mean you can't swallow?
No, boss. It's just that I...
Oh, come on, man. Out with it. What's the trouble?
You... You ain't got nothing to drink, boss.
Ah, I know, but never mind about that, man.
But, boss... No, you won't get cross, eh?
No, George, I promise you I won't get cross. Now, what is it?
Well... I don't think I'll get out of here, boss.
Ah, of course you will, man. Don't be daft. You get out of here if I have to carry you myself. Now, come on, don't argue. Have a drink.
No, boss, honest boss, no. Please listen. The pain... It gets worse. I don't feel so good. But you'll get out, boss. They'll get you out if you can wait, you know, long enough for them to get here. Boss, that bottle's been washed since I used it. Washed good and... You got a handkerchief, boss?
Yeah. So what? You know bloody fine I got a handkerchief.
Well... With the bottle being washed, I thought maybe if you wipe it first with your handkerchief... Then maybe it wouldn't matter. You could drink out of it. Because there's nothing to put the water into. You've got to use the bottle, boss. And maybe you'll be all right till they come for you.
Look, George, listen to that. I'm not breathing so good now. And I'm just a little bit scared. And don't make me feel ashamed to it. Now, come on, have a drink. That's a good chap.
Not unless you will too, boss.
Look, George, at last, twice as long if you keep it to yourself. Now, you're still sure you want to share it?
Oh, yes, boss, quite sure.
Okay. Okay, George, thanks.
If it had been yours, you'd have shared it with me, wouldn't you?
Yeah. At least I like to think I would. Anyway, it isn't quite the same thing, but if that's what you want.
It is, boss.
All right. Oh, come on. Gently does it. Have a little drinky.
You first, boss, eh?
No, George, no. You first. Come on now, or I'll mark it cross. Easy and not too much, eh? That's enough for once. Better?
Yes, boss. Thanks. Now you have a drink, eh?
You bet. Yeah, it's a long time since I drank water, but oh, it's going to taste real good. Cheers.
Cheers, boss. It didn't take much, boss.
Enough, George. No. That was good. I feel better now. What about those coffee?
I don't know, boss.
Well, if you won't, I won't, so make up your mind. Come on, just a little bit to please me, eh?
Okay, boss, if you say so.
Yeah, and another thing. You know, I get a bit fed up with all this yes, boss, and no, boss. Somehow it seems to annoy me more when we're sharing a drink and scoffing, and yes, your water and your scoff. son. My name is Bill, and I'd like you to call me Bill. Huh? It's not easy to explain, but you do understand what I'm trying to say.
I think so, boss.
Bill.
Bill?
That's better. Now let's see what we've got here. Good God. Does Sam get your scoff ready for you?
Sam? Bill?
Never mind, George. This looks like a bit of his handiwork. Yeah, he'd certainly approve of this. Well, it's not what you'd expect at the Carlton or the Langham, but as it's all we've got, we'd better just make the best of it, eh? Yeah, man. Do you always just bring bread down here with you? In all the time you worked for me, is that all you've ever had to eat during the shift?
Yes, Bill.
And I never knew.
It was plenty. Had good meal in compound afterwards.
Yeah, maybe. But, 9 hours and hard work on this. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it now. Listen carefully, George. I don't want you to move. Just open your mouth and I'll put it in, eh? And chew it slowly. And I'll give you some more and not too much. It might have to last to see about the quarter of a slice. This thickness should do.
And do you, Bill?
I'll have some. Same as you. When you're finished. I'm not going to say no. So now open that big hole in your face. There. That's enough for now. Yeah, you like another drink?
No, thanks. Not now.
Guess you're right. Better get easy on the water. Ration it. They say we'll have a sip, and only a sip, mind, every 2 hours. Should last quite a time, then. Yeah, now I'm going to eat. So, this is what a bread and water diet's like, eh? I thought you only got this in jail. Hey, George?
Yes, Ben?
I'll tell you something. When we get out of here, I'm going to buy the 2 biggest steaks I can find in Joburg. An old crate of beer. And you're going to come around to my place, and we'll have a hell of a feed. Steaks with 2 fried eggs on top and ice cold beer. Just the 2 of us. You and me. George, we've been here 3 days. Just over. I might as well give them another knock and let them know we're still alive. It's a good job you couldn't move, George. Saves oxygen, you know.
Yes, Bill.
But I'll still give him a signal every 2 hours. Might make him hurry up a bit. Oh, it's quiet here. Yeah, I can hear my watch ticking, even without listening for it. Family sound, that summer. Watch ticking. Yeah, better still a clock. Reminds me of when I was a kid. We had a whopping great big grandfather clock that stood in the wall. Must have been down here 8 feet high. Had a face with flowers painted on it and a big brass pendulum as big as a man's head. And then, oh, what a tick, eh? Tick, tock, tick, tock. Yeah, slow and stately like. You ever had a clock like that, George? When it's a loud tick?
No, not a clock. I did have a watch once, but it wasn't no good. Didn't go much. Just looked nice. But I never had a clock.
Oh, not at all. No, no clock, not ever.
No.
Ah, that's tough. There's something about the tick of a clock, you know. I can't really explain it. It's just what I said. It's only like. This cough's all gone, George. There's a drop of water left. Not much, just about a mouthful each. Yes. I think we'd better keep it a bit.
Yes, but if you think so.
Yeah, it may be better. Yeah, we'll give it an hour or two. Then we might as well drink it. Be no point in waiting any longer. George.
Yes.
Nothing really. I was just thinking. George, that's a nice name.
You like it, eh?
Yeah, I do. That's a man's name. Like Bill. Do you think Bill's a manly name?
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, glad you like it. I never thought much of William myself. I never used it. Nor of my wife, she does sometimes, but I knew she was to annoy me. All my friends just call me Bill. Do all your friends call you George?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad.
Glad? Yeah. Why?
Well, because I've always called you George. So that sort of makes me one of your friends, eh? And now you calling me Bill, well, that makes you my friend, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, Bill, that's nice. I like that.
George. Look, we got to face it now. I don't think they're going to get us out. Not in time. Not in time, anyway.
No? You don't? Mm-hmm. You? But they will get here, Bill. They'll keep trying.
Yeah. They'll keep trying. They'll work. They'll work night and day till they drop. Unless they're sure. And they can't be sure for days yet, so they'll keep on. But they'll have to be quick now. If it's going to do us any good, because we're using up the oxygen. I know, I can feel it. It's one hell of an effort to move. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah, we haven't got too long to go.
No.
Hey, George.
Yes, Bill?
You frightened to die?
I don't know. Yes, I guess I am a bit.
Yeah, me too. That's why I said what I did. You know about us being friends. If you've got a friend with you, it's not quite so lonely, so it doesn't seem quite so bad. Hey.
No.
Nobody wants to die alone, eh, George? It's nice to have a friend with you.
Yeah,
give me your hand. Watch is still getting okay. But I like a clock better. It's got no tick. You got a clock, George?
No. Like I said, Bill, I never had a clock.
Oh, yeah, so you did. I forgot. You mean you never had a clock in your whole life? Not ever?
No. There's always plenty of people to tell you when it's time to do something, so I just never bought one.
Mm. What do you do with your money, George? You don't get bad pay, yeah?
It's in the post office, most of it. I've got book in my pocket. Put some in every month. Never take out any. Not even when I went home for a while. Last time, maybe 3, maybe 4 years ago. Soon now, I was going home for good. Then I'd buy cash and be a big man at home. But still, I keep some in post office till my boy needs it.
You've got a boy?
Yes, and a girl. But she's still only a beginning.
How old are they?
Boy's 12.
Huh?
He born just before I first come here. He away from home now, at mission school. The girl, 8 about, I think. Mm. One after my first trip home.
Yeah. You've been here about 11 years and only been home twice and haven't seen them for 4 years?
No. No work there, no money. So I came to Joburg to work in mines. Here I can save money and, like I said, soon was going home for good. have own cattle and work sometime on farm, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds good. I remember my tatas. Very nice and green. Plenty of rain.
Yeah, very nice.
Your wife, she works?
Sometimes here, sometimes no. Can only work on farm, planting mealies. Not much she can do. Can't read or write. I can't neither. But when I put money in post office, I make my cross.
Then how does she know how you are?
Friend here write for me. And school teacher or person read to her. And sometimes write back. When my boy at home, it's okay. He can read and write good.
And your boy, when he's older, he come to Joburg work in a month?
No, no. I want him to be a teacher. Maybe if he do good at school, he go to university and be teacher. And someday, maybe with plenty teachers, we're all able to read and write like Winston. That's my boy's name. Yeah, he can sure read and write real good. But the beginning, Rebecca, we call that, she can read it. But soon, maybe, she'll go to school too. Then both read and write just like
you. Yeah. Yeah, no. What she do when she grows up?
Oh, she'll marry. I hope Winston do good at school. Then maybe he get to go to university for nothing. By what's called a free
school. A scholarship?
Yeah, thanks. That's right. Not cost nothing to go then. Then maybe there'll be enough money left when he's had clothes and books to give Rebecca a good education. So she can get a good lobola. You know lobola, Bill?
Yeah, I know that. It's sort of like our diary. And if your boy, Winston, he doesn't win a scholarship, what then?
Then maybe I think I come back to mine again for 3-4 years more. But not now, Bill. Now I think maybe I not even go home again, ever.
Let me wipe your mouth.
Blood on that handkerchief, Bill.
Blood? No, of course not, man. Don't be silly. Whatever made you think that?
Just tastes like it, Bill.
Oh, that's just a bad taste in your mouth from the foul air. That's all. Mine's just the same. George.
Yes?
If we get out of here, you go home again. I promise you that. It's funny, you know. You got a wife and 2 kids, a boy and a girl, so you come to Joburg to work here and earn money. Why? Because you want your boy to go to university and your daughter to marry well. That's damn funny.
Funny? Why funny?
Yeah, well, you see, George, I come from a little dorp in the northern Transvaal. I have a wife and 2 children, a boy and a girl. So I come to Joburg, a city built on gold, to work in a mine. Why? So that my son can go to university and my daughter can marry well. So we both got a wife, we both got 2 kids, a boy and a girl, and the same ambitions for them. We both come to Joburg for their sakes, work 7,000 feet under the blasted ground, and we both get trapped down here. Apart from the fact that I earn about 20 times as much as you do there, it doesn't seem to me to be a great deal of difference between us.
No. No, Bill. Why, if you've been... I'm sorry.
Sorry? What the hell are you sorry about? I'm sorry for what?
Nothing. No matter.
What are you going to say, man? Tell me.
No. It's a silly idea. You don't like it.
But you know I like it if I don't know what it is. Well, come on, man. Yeah, let's keep talking. It develops. Now, so you just tell me what you're going to say, George.
Well, I just thought if you'd been... Like, if you'd been my color.
You mean if I'd been born black?
Yeah. But just a thought, Bill. It just came into my head, like, after what you said. I just thought.
Yeah, go on. You just thought. If I'd been born black, what did you think, George?
I just thought, well, if you'd been born black, we could even have been brothers.
Yeah. Man, George, that is a thought. That's a very big thought, George. Yeah, we could have been brothers. Yeah, and down here, we are brothers, aren't we?
Yes, Bill. Yes, we are.
Yeah, it's only up there, where we can see it, that the color of our skin stops us from being brothers. But
God, George. Maybe it's a bit too deep for me. I'm just sort of playing around it, but it's quite a thought. It's quite a thought. Oh, God, I'm dying. It must be getting worse. We shouldn't even really talk, you know, but he uses up the oxygen. And we should try and make it last, but I'd rather talk, even if it makes the end come quicker. What about you, eh? You ought to talk or keep quiet and save the oxygen?
I guess I'd rather talk.
Yeah, stops you. Stops you from thinking, eh? Well, what should we talk about now?
I don't need to. I know. So tell me about your boy. Is he like you?
No. Everyone says he takes after his mother. Avis, now, that's a girl. She's like me. Got my eyes, they say. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I've got some photographs here. Always carry them. You'd like to see them?
Please, yes.
Okay, don't move. I'll hold them for you so that you can see them. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's Carl, my boy. It's only taken a week or two ago. He's playing cricket. Yeah, give me rugby and he does. Well, but he likes it. Fluid knows why.
Very nice beef. Yeah. He's big, eh?
Yeah. If he keeps on growing, he'll be quite a lot bigger than me. He takes after his mother's family. She's got brothers, three of them. They're all big. Big and daft. This is the girl, Avis. The one they say looks like me.
Yes. She is. Thin smile, eh?
Looks more like a big stupid grin to me, but she's not a bad kid. And this is Nora, my wife.
Oh, she got a nice smile too, Bill. Very nice. Nice, Mrs., eh?
Yeah, like you said, very nice, yeah. This is the last one. It's all four of us. Friend took it for me in Durban.
All look very happy. Very nice in the sea. I never seen the sea. Except in pictures.
Oh, and I remember the first time I saw it. I'll never forget it. And I just didn't believe it. I've seen it on the pictures too, but yeah, that gives you no idea. None at all. It's the way it moves, man. Man, it's always moving. Yeah, and the sound of it, that's great.
Yeah. I'd like to see it just once.
You any photographs of your family here, George?
No. I never had none. Woman on holiday took one of the pickaninnies when she baby. Man, Bill, it was a lovely, fat baby, always laughing. It was my last time home. Woman said she sent us one to post office, but it never come. I called every day till I come back to Joburg. Maybe Mrs. still does. She wants it bad, but it never come.
No, it wouldn't. That's the sort of promise people make never keep.
I was sorry about that. I had a light picture of her, all fat, laughing. I'd like you to see it.
Yeah, I can guess. Don't worry, George. I can see her, even without your photograph. Eh? And then they grow up so quickly, eh? Before you realize it, there they are, big. Sometimes it makes you feel quite old.
Yeah, it makes you feel quite old. I had to see them big. Only the little one I see them last. And I think maybe I don't ever see them big. So I never feel old.
You want a drink now? You want a drink?
There's enough left for both of us to have one. If not, you have it. You've got more chance than me of getting out.
Oh, there's plenty, man. We've been careful with it. Man, it's a bit warm now.
Thanks, Bill. Now you, eh?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Otto or just feels it. It's better.
Yes, much better. Thanks.
George.
Yes.
Are you Christian?
Yes, I suppose so. Why?
Just wondered if you believe in God.
Well, back home, I go to mission. When little, I never missed. But maybe that was because person give us sweets. Big striped ones. I can see them. I think he called them gobstoppers.
Strawberry, eh? Wish them to bribe you into heaven.
He was a good man, though, Bill. Very good and kind.
Yeah, I expect he was. Just doing what he thought was his duty. I don't suppose it matters how he got you into heaven, as long as he got you there. My old man had a different way of getting me to church. I got a bloody good hiding if I didn't go. So I went most times, anyway. Because it was a leather belt to use. Yeah, and he wasn't above forgetting which end the buckle was on, either. Yeah, you all right, man? Another drink, eh? Just a little one.
No, you keep it. I won't need it. I think I'm going, Bill.
Is it bad, man?
Yeah. It's got bad now.
I daren't try and move you, George. I'm not just enough first aid to know that if I tried, I might make things worse.
I know. It's not so bad now. Will you do something for me?
Of course, man. Anything. What?
My pocket. Your pocket.
Master, let me do it. Is this what you want?
Yes. My post office book. I always carry it. But I'd like you to take it now.
What can I do with it?
I think maybe they get here in time to take you out, but not me, Bill. I don't think now they get here in time for me.
Now you listen, George. Either they take us both out or neither of us. We go out together or not at all. So we put your book back again, eh?
No. Please. In case. You keep it. It would make me happy, Bill.
Okay, that's what you want, but what do you want me to do with it for you?
If you get out, Bill, and I hope I think you do, then you see my wife in Pekingese get what's in that book, eh? You see to that for me, please.
Sure. Yeah, I'll see they get it. I'll take it to them myself.
That'll be nice. So you've got to get out, Bill. You've got to make sure they get it. If not, what happens to it? What happens to them?
Now, don't you worry about that. They got records of everything, and the big boss will see to it for you. Your wife, she's what's called your next of kin. She'll get everything. Everything that's in here. The back pay you've got to come, and the insurance. Yeah, you're insured, same as me. Afraid the insurance won't be as much in your case, but whatever it is, your wife will get it, same as mine. And the big boss will look after all that. That's his job, man, so don't you worry about it anymore, eh?
No. But if you get out, you see to it for me. I like that better.
Yeah, okay, I promise.
Maybe with insurance, Weston go to invest anyway without... That's what you said.
George, listen. If I get out of here, even if you don't, Winston will go to that university. I promise you, whatever happens, he'll go. Give me your hand. That's a promise.
Thanks, Bill. You put book away safe now, eh? I got my cross on it.
Yeah, I'll put in my wallet. Next to the photographs. Yeah, if they don't get me out until it's too late, well, they're sure to find it there, and they'll guess why I did so. So you've got nothing to worry about, George. Not a thing.
Thanks. I feel better now.
Good.
Bill.
What?
Listen. I think I hear knocking.
Oh, no, man. No, you're just hearing things. It's the air. You go queer without oxygen. You hear things, see them too sometimes.
No, Bill. I'm not just hearing it. I hear it. Yes, I can. There is knocking. You listen at face. You'll hear. I know you'll hear.
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear.
Come on, you lazy boy.
Where the hell do you think you've been?
Bloody hell, it's too late.
Yeah, I can hear them, I can hear them. They must have heard me. They won't be long. They're not far away now. George, listen. They're here. Listen to them. Just listen. We're safe. Oh, God. George, my friend, they've come at last. We're saved.
Now that it's over, I don't think I can wait anymore. How much longer will it be, officer?
Oh, it can't be long now, Mrs. Gilbert. Oh, here's the works manager. He'll have news. How much longer before they get him out, Mr. Roberts? Mrs. Gilbert there's in pretty bad shape.
He's on his way up now. It's all over, Nora. All over now. No more worry. Bill's all right. He's safe. The doctor's just telephoning. He's come up ahead of Bill so he can tell you how he is.
He's still alone. There's no more to come.
No, he's the last and the lucky one. Oh, there's a native boy. He's coming up now with them.
3.5 days. Waiting. And hope getting less and less.
Well, be glad you had to wait, Nora. Glad Bill wasn't one of the first we got out.
Oh, I am glad. And very grateful. The other poor wives.
Widows now. All 5 of them. And, of course, the 11 natives dead, too. Bill was lucky. The fall stopped just short of them. Miracle. That's why we took so long. Had to go so slowly. Otherwise, we could have brought more down on Bill. Oh, here's the doctor now, Nora.
Well, it's all right, Nora. You and Bill will be playing bridge with us again before you know where you are.
He is all right, you sure? I don't know what I'd do now.
Yes, Nora. He's okay. Listen, you can hear the cage coming up now. In a minute or two, you'll see him. And he's come out on his feet. He'll be helped out because he's weak, very weak. But on his feet. I've sent for the ambulance.
Ambulance? But you
said... It's a precaution. 48 hours complete rest and observation. Then he can come home as fit as he's ever been. And he can do what he likes.
All right, Doc. Whatever you say.
You'd better wait here. You'll see him when he comes out. Won't be a minute now.
All right. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Take it easy now, Bill. And don't look at the sun. You'll get used to daylight in a few minutes.
Bill!
Yeah, Nora.
Oh,
Nora.
Bill, my darling. My darling.
It's all right, darling. It's all right. It's all over now. All over now. Just one second, bit.
Doc, see to George, will you? The boys are bringing him out now. Right, Bill. All right, you two. Put the stretcher down and stand back. Let him have some air.
How is he, Doc?
Pretty bad, I'm afraid. Can't say yet till I've examined him in hospital. And a good hospital, too, with facilities. We couldn't deal with him in our little native hospital. No, it's too serious for that. I've sent for an ambulance for him, and one for you, too.
Oh, never mind about me, man. You just see that George has everything he needs.
Of course, he'll be well looked after.
Look, Doc, I want him to have the best of everything. Best treatment, best food. And I want to go with you.
Oh, Bill, please.
Nora, just a minute. Can I, Doc?
No, Bill, of course you can't. You know that perfectly well. But everything possible will be done for him. And in a day or so, when you've had a rest and I've passed you fit, if you still want to, I'll arrange for you to see him.
Oh, thanks a lot. That's very big-hearted of you. How are you? How are you, George? Hey, boy.
Okay.
Oh, you'll be all right, man. All right, I tell you. We'll get you off to hospital in just a minute or two, and they'll fix you up like new in no time. Yeah, then we'll have that big steak, eh, George, and that great beer. By God, we'll celebrate, man. Hey, just the two of us.
The ambulance has just arrived at the entrance gate, Doctor. Wasn't to back it in, or can he walk to it?
I prefer it here.
I should damn well think they'd bring it in here. Walk! It won't be long now, George. Soon have you tucked up in bed, eh? Yeah, with a soft pillow, eh? Instead of that lump of rock.
It's not the Kaffir's ambulance that's arrived, Bill. That'll be some time yet. This one's your ambulance.
My ambulance? What the bloody hell are you talking about?
Please, Bill, you know the doc just wants you to go to hospital for a rest. Just for a day or two.
I agreed to go, but not first. God almighty, I'm still on my feet, aren't I? But George, my friend, he's badly hurt. Damn, big chunk of rock fell on his chest, man. He's been lying in pain for 3 days. 3 days. He's injured. He needs treatment now. It's urgent. I can wait. He goes first.
Sir, you don't understand.
What is it that I don't understand?
This is a European ambulance, sir. A white one.
So bloody what? Well, I don't give a damn if it's a white ambulance, a black ambulance, or a sky blue bloody pink ambulance. He goes first. And that's the end of it. Good God, man. Don't you see? He's injured. I'm not.
I'm sorry, Bill. I appreciate how you feel, but I just can't send him in that ambulance. You should know that.
Why not, man? Look, it's an ambulance. And he's hurt. That should be enough. My God, you're a doctor.
I know, Bill, but...
You can't, sir. It's against the law.
Look, you bend the law just for once.
I can't, sir. I'm sorry, but I can't. I don't make the law. I only see it's carried out.
Oh, God, this is bloody nonsense. Absolute bloody nonsense.
Perhaps in the circumstances it is, sir, but it's not for me to say. I can only do my duty. And remember, if the positions were reversed, it would be just the same.
Oh, God.
If that had been a native ambulance and you had been the one injured, you still couldn't have gone in it. The law is exactly the same for both races.
Now, look here.
No, please.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, what this shepherd?
No good, Bill. We can't alter the law for one case, however unfortunate. Now, we've all had a bad time, not only you and him. We've all been working day and night for 3 days, and for 2 days we brought them all out dead.
Yeah. And now that you brought one out alive, you just want to keep him lying there until he dies too, because your ambulance is the wrong bloody color. Look, I know you're a policeman, and you can see how he is, man. Can't you look the other way or something? It's urgent, man. Look, I know how bad he is. I've been with him for over 3 days.
Well, I don't know. Maybe...
Well, I'm not taking any bloody cafe in my van, so you can all make up your minds to that now.
Oh, God.
Please, darling.
Now, listen, mister. I've got my instructions and I've got my job to think about. And I'm not breaking the law for you or anyone else. Understand?
Yes, we all understand. Now, get into the van and wait. I'll see Mr. Gilbert into it in a minute. His wife's going with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hang with all day to waste hanging about.
Now, Bill, try and be reasonable. We all know how you feel, but it's the law. So you get yourself off. There's a good chap. We'll get your boy away as soon as ever we can.
Look, you can send your flaming ambulance away. I won't be needing it because I don't give a damn what any of you say. I'm not leaving until I've seen Georgia safely in hospital. And I'll go with him just to make sure that he's looked after properly.
Oh, for God's sake, Bill.
Boss?
Yes? Yes, George. Yeah, George, what? Oh, yeah. What is it? You all right, man?
Yes, boss.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm coming with you. See you safely, doctor.
No, please. Not cause any trouble, boss, please.
Let's bell, not boss, man.
Leave no, him. Boss. Not here. Not no more. We're back in the light now.
Oh, George.
No, boss. No use. We can see again. See the color. You've got to remember that, boss.
I don't intend to remember it, George.
I can't change it, boss. Not yet. Someday, maybe, but not yet. So you go now, boss, please. And not trouble me. Better that way. Please, to help me, please.
To help you, George? That's what you want? You mean I'm helping you?
Yes, boss.
All right, George. Hey, nearly forgot your book. You know, the one with your cross in it.
No, boss, keep it. Just in case, eh? Then you'll see to it for me, please.
All right, I'll keep it if you want me to. Just until you're better.
Yeah. And go now with your missus. She's waiting for you.
Yeah. All right, George. Because it's what you want. Goodbye, my friend. Just for now.
Goodbye, boss.
No, George, please. Call me Bill. Just once, thing. Yeah. Back in the light.
Goodbye, Bill. Good luck.
Yeah. Bye, George. I'll see you very soon. Nora? Okay, let's go now.
All right, driver. You can be on your way.
In what What on earth do you suppose all that was about, Doctor?
I don't know. The effect of being trapped down there for 3 days, I suppose. It must have been pretty grim. It was a damned confined space they were in. The air was very bad at the end. Excessive carbon. Any of these things could have temporarily affected Bill's brain a bit, but he'd be all right. He'd be over it in a few days. Probably forgotten all about it.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, I don't suppose we'll ever know the whole truth about it.
Well, have another look at his boy. Oh.
How's he doing?
Well, whatever it was upsetting Bill, it doesn't matter now. Here, you two.
Yes, boss.
Yes, boss.
This body to the mortuary. Take it away.
Back into the Light by James Carey was adapted for radio by Peter Coates. The part of Bill Gilbert was played by Michael Turner and George by Bloke Modisani. Nora Gilbert, Hilda Kreisman, Carl, Nigel Lambert, Avis, Eva Haddon, Joseph, Lionel Ngakane, Sam, Sean Barrett, Roberts, Brian Haynes, and the Doctor, Hector Ross. The play was produced by David H. Godfrey.